the rest of the story. Bill hated his job, and his professional misery was sufficiently profound to impress and even to affect everyone around him. It was, he said, an intolerable job. Bill often apologized for having landed it in the first place. He was no good at it, and he knew it. He made sure everybody else knew it as well. And as though the work itself were not distasteful enough, there was simply not enough vacation time to suit Bill, even though he vacationed more than anyone who'd ever held that position before. Any excuse to be away from the desk, he took. Which to a great many people was confounding, because that desk was in the Oval Office of the White House. Bill, the reluctant president, was William Howard Taft. The job he really wanted, well, that's the rest of the story. It would be difficult to minimize how miserable Taft was as president of the United States. The presidency was not a position to be enjoyed by a sensitive man, he once said. The affairs of state, which he called the game, were a perpetual source of bewilderment and exasperation to him. In recurring fits of wishful thinking, he often referred to Teddy Roosevelt as the president. On his own inauguration day, Taft's mood was grim. But the day he left office, he was ecstatic. He even came out and told his successor, Wilson, "I will be glad to be leaving." And then when it was all over, he wrote with great satisfaction, quote, "I don't remember that I even was president. It had all been like one big bad dream." You see, what Taft had wanted, what he repeatedly called the ambition of his life, was to serve on the United States Supreme Court. Justice Taft was what he had always wished most to be. While Taft was governor of the Philippines, Teddy Roosevelt twice offered him a Supreme Court appointment. His heart's desire might then have been fulfilled, and although Taft declined so as not to desert the people of the Philippines, he regretted those missed opportunities from then on. Taft's judicial experience was considerable. He'd been 3 years on the state bench, 2 years as U.S. Solicitor General, 8 years as U.S. Circuit Court Judge, and more. But the one position for which he had longed most continued to elude him. Once, when Taft was gazing upon a bronze statue of Chief Justice John Marshall, somebody asked, "Would you rather have been he than president?" And Taft answered quickly, "Of course. Of course." In 1921, almost a decade after Taft had left the White House, President Harding appointed him Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And thus, at long last, a lifelong dream had come true. I say a lifelong dream because, well, psychologists are going to theorize endlessly about the significance of what I'm about to relate. You and I will deal just with the facts. And these are the facts. These words, to be Chief Justice of the United States is more than to be president. These words, which Taft spoke so often, are readily traceable in many documents to their original source in the family. In the family. For they were first uttered by his father when he, William Howard Taft, was 7. And now you know the rest of the story.